Hi, listeners. Stories have so much power, and so does whoever controls the narrative. It is time that we dissect and analyze these stories. I am Vipul, and this is Woke Tales. Hi everyone. This is a Thanksgiving special episode. Stories told about the first Thanksgiving often perpetuate harmful stereotypes and erase the true history of the early encounters between Native communities and colonizers. But this could be an opportunity to debunk myths and acknowledge Native Americans as contemporary people with dynamic and thriving cultures. November is National Native American Heritage Month, offering many opportunities to move past one-dimensional representations of, quote-unquote, pilgrims and Indians. In the spirit of unity, we can instead focus Thanksgiving on common values, generosity, gratitude, and community, and decolonize Thanksgiving by learning about whose land we are on, learning the real history, supporting Native businesses, encouraging positive representation of Native people, and decolonizing our dinner. So for today's story, meet the sustainer of indigenous cultures for centuries and one of the original examples of regenerative farming, the Three Sisters. There is an abundance of folklore, stories, and history surrounding the Three Sisters, and this is one of them. And on that note, it's story time. There once was a family of a mother, father, and three sisters. The parents worked hard at providing for the family, but constantly had to beg the daughters for help. They also had to continually stop them from arguing and fighting. The three sisters were different from each other and also unique in their own way. The eldest was tall and slender, with long, silky, shiny hair. The youngest was small but muscular and attractive. And the middle sister was average in height and looks, but was beautiful in her giving nature. For whatever reason, although they loved one another as sisters, they would disagree on any little thing and be distracted from doing any work because of these quarrels. The parents tried and tried to get the sisters to help in the garden and help with the chores. But working together, they would always fight. When apart, they would complain about the others. The work wasn't getting done, and the parents were worried that if this kept up, they wouldn't make it through another winter. It was planting time, and the work had to be done. But as usual, the sisters were busy fighting. The parents needed help, and it was given to them, but not as they imagined. As the sisters argued in the field, they were transformed into three plants. The first, a long, tall plant with silk tassel-like hair. The second, a broad-leaved plant low to the ground, and the third, a medium-height plant with gentle vines. The plants, of course, were corn, squash, and beans, the three sisters. The end. The three sisters, corn, squash, and beans, planted or eaten together, create an ideal environment for success and hold a strong spiritual and cultural connection to the history of indigenous people. Although many different Native American people have adopted this traditional gardening technique, it originated with the Haudenosaunee, or people of the Longhouse. The traditional Three Sisters garden form an ecosystem by creating a community of plants and animals. This system is a form of companion planting and creates a beneficial relationship between the three plants. Each plant helps the others grow. Some people also grew sunflowers nearby. Sunflower was sometimes called the fourth sister. Her large, pretty flowers attracted bees and butterflies to pollinate the smaller flowers of the three sisters and made them more productive together. The sunflower also gave away her nutritious seeds to the birds, the animals, and most importantly, to the people who knew to grow her next to the three sisters. Modern-day agriculturists know it as the genius of the indigenous people, who interplanted pole beans and squash with corn, using the strength of the sturdy corn stalks to support the twining beans and the shade of the spreading squash vines to trap moisture for the growing crop. Research had further revealed the additional benefits of this companion planting. The bacterial colonies on the bean roots capture nitrogen from the air, some of which is released into the soil to nourish the high nitrogen needs of the corn. To Native Americans, however, the meaning of the three sisters run deep into the physical and spiritual well-being of their people. Known as the sustainers of life, the Iroquois consider corn, beans, and squash to be special gifts from the Creator. The well-being of each crop is believed to be protected by one of the three sisters' spirits. Many Native American legends have been woven around the three sisters. Sisters who would never be apart from one another. Sisters who should be planted together, eaten together, and celebrated together. On that note, bye for now. Let me know your thoughts on the story and our discussion by emailing me on woketalespodcast@gmail.com or through social media at woketalespodcast on Instagram and woketalespod on Twitter. And please rate, review, and like Woketales Podcast, and don't forget to subscribe so you can easily access our weekly stories. If you have any story recommendations or if you want to come dissect and analyze a story with me, give me a shout out on email or social media. Because whatever you do, keep dissecting and keep analyzing.